The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello and welcome. Today, our focus is on your personal journey to financial freedom now and in retirement. And your journey to financial freedom doesn't have to be a lonely one. You can benefit from wise counsel along the way. This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Tom. It's a wonderful day here in Tennessee. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's cloudy and gray and very un-Southern California-like today. Can you introduce your special guest?
Yeah, we've got a friend of Faith Investor Services, Dr. Shane Annette. He's an associate professor of finance at Biola University. He leads several academic programs on personal financial planning and is both a chartered financial analyst, CFA, and a certified financial planner, CFP. And his research interests include the theology of financial planning, biblically responsible investing, and behavioral finance. His latest book is Whole Heart Finances, a Jesus-Centered Guide to Managing Your Money with Joy. Welcome, Shane. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great, great. We spend a lot of time on this show talking about biblically responsible investing. That's really our mission here. We want to help our listeners be better stewards of what God's entrusted to them, and we want to help them take a look at their portfolio through a biblical lens to see, does it pass or fail the biblical standards? And we look at over 30,000 different investments with people that have 401ks, IRAs, Roths, brokerage accounts, looking at stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and annuities to see if our listeners are supporting things that oppose God's word, things like abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment. And listeners can go to faithandretirement.com, get a free portfolio screening session. And that's the heart and passion of this show, Shane, is really biblically responsible investing. I know you spend a lot of time researching faith and finances. What are your thoughts on biblically responsible investing?
Yeah, you know, I love to think about the word integer and integrity. It has to do with the word integer, and that means whole number. And so I think when you think about investing, people will become a fraction because they're not thinking about how their investing is creating culture. They're not thinking about how the money, which is so tied to their hearts, is actually working against their values. And, you know, one example I like to use is if you're passionate about the way meat consumption affects the environment, and it's something that is very, very much a part of who you are in terms of your values, you wouldn't want to be profiting from McDonald's. You wouldn't want to own shares of McDonald's like that. That would be, you wouldn't quite be a whole person. There'd be a break in your integrity. And so I love the ambition of BRI to become a whole person, to be able to kind of holistically look at not only do you believe in certain things, but you're acting in that same way, aligned to your heart and to your beliefs and your values.
So good. You know, Shane, you talk a lot about this idea that we could each have a God-given money personality, as it were. This is likely a new idea to a lot of our listeners. Could you share what you mean by that term, money personality?
Sure. You know, many people are pretty familiar with the idea of a personality questionnaire or a way of categorizing just your basic personality. You know, the most broad being extrovert, introvert. What are you guys? What would you say?
A lot of radio people are actually introverts. Here we have this outgoing, you know, communication to hopefully thousands of people, but we're alone in a room with a microphone. It's a really strange form of communication.
So pure introvert, which people tend to define, do you gain your energy being away from people or from people? And Jay, where do you think you're at?
I'd say toward people. That's really my focus.
Yeah. And I'm going to cheat. And both my wife and I are what's called social introverts, in that we like being around people, but they take our energy. So we're extroverted around, but we have to keep withdrawing to get our energy back. So that's just a way of categorizing how you relate to others. And so in the same way, money is actually highly relational. There's a relationship that you can have with money, and there's also money itself is a part of your heart, and then it spills out into other people. And so there's been all sorts of ways that psychologists have tried to categorize and put into kind of a grid what type of way you relate to money. And so I can present kind of two systematic ways of identifying a money personality. And are you guys good going through both of them?
Oh, please.
Yeah. So my favorite one, so I'll share my favorite one first, and then the other one is actually quite great too. But Dr. Miriam Tatzel out of New York, she developed what's called money worlds. So everyone is in a different type of money world. So if you've ever kind of gotten frustrated with your spouse and said, what kind of world are you living in? They may be in a different money world category than you. And so what Dr. Tatzel saw was that people tend to be either loose or tight with money, in that they either enjoy spending because they're getting something better as they spend more. So price is in this positive relationship. The more you spend, the better it is. And that's natural for some people to think that way. And then for others, they're what's called tight with money, in that there's an inverse relationship. The more you spend, the worse it is. So if you always are thrilled over a budget or over finding a discounted thing, for me, this is where I'm at. If it costs zero, that means it's the best thing in the world. And if it costs a lot, that means it's the worst thing in the world. And my wife's the opposite. So, and so you have that dimension, and then, or at least that way of relating to money. And then there's whether or not you're high or low in materialism, which sounds bad if you're high in materialism, but really it just means that you live and experience the world through material things. Mm-hmm. And so if you experience the world through material things, then you're high in materialism. And if material things kind of get in the way of how you want to experience life, then you're low in materialism. And so if you see those two different categories, tight and loose with money, high and low in materialism, you can create a 2x2 grid. And so then you can map four different money worlds. So if you're loose with money and you're high in materialism, then, if you're tight with money and high in materialism, then you're what's called a value seeker. You like nice things, but you don't like spending money. So you're going to end up agonizing over every purchase and spending lots of time researching, but you want to get nice things. If you're loose with money and high in materialism, you're a big spender. And that type of category of a money world tends to get into debt, tends to be great at hospitality. If you are tight with money, but you're low in materialism, you're a non-spender, which tends to be where I'm at often. And then this is the interesting one. If you are loose with money, but you're low in materialism, then you are an experiencer. So you don't really need stuff, but you're okay spending money on experiences and things. So in general, just like, let's say with the Enneagram personality categorization, you have a healthy way money world, and then you also have some money world wings that you might head into. So for me, when I'm healthy, I get a little looser. And so I move towards the experiencer. And when I'm unhealthy, when I'm relating to money in an unhealthy way, I tend to just clam up, and there's no money that's coming out, you know, and it causes all sorts of trouble relationally. And so my wife, you know, when she's healthy, she tightens up a bit and is more of a value seeker. And when she's relating to money in an unhealthy way, she becomes a big spender. And so so that's one way to categorize money personality. I'm curious, where do you guys think you were at?
I'm more of an experiencer. I like experiences. You know, I've been there and, you know, owned a lot of different things in my lifetime. And I really just lean more toward experiences and really just enjoying God's creation more lately.
Nice. It's common millennial/Gen Z to be an experiencer. It's a cultural trend.
Right. I can't remember the phrase you used to describe yourself, but I saw a lot of myself in that. One of the darkest days in my recent past has been the day that the 99 cent store closed its doors. So I don't know about you, but 40 now.
So, and I just love, you know, and when you're talking to your significant others or loved ones, really the goal is identifying your natural money world and then celebrating the strengths of it. And then seeing the weaknesses of your own and not attacking the weaknesses of others, that really can help strengthen and celebrate the diversity. And so my wife, I love how she loosens me up because I get too tight. And then my wife, she loves how I tighten her up when she gets too loose. And it's a beautiful thing versus just kind of attacking the other person and saying, you're on Mars, I'm on Venus, you know, it's bad. Your planet is bad, you know. So it just creates a little more constructive ability to kind of move forward because money is a top reason for fighting in a relationship. So this gives some language to help. And so I'll briefly describe the second way to do personalities. And so this is from Dr. Gallo. I love this way of looking at money personalities. So what she did is she said that if someone gives you, let's say, a $100 bill, you're going to inherently just woven into who you are, you're going to look at that in a certain way. You're going to relate to that money in a certain way. And there's one of three ways you're just going to naturally look at it. So you're going to either look at it as a something to acquire, as a collectible. And that's that would be you're in the A category. So acquisition. So you're almost, it's like a game. You're like, oh, it's a token. I should get more of it. So you just kind of gamify money. And more of it's always better, and you want to win the game. If someone gives you $100, you may look at that like a ticket for consumption. And this would be the what's called the user. And so you view money as something to consume. So it's like a ticket to a fun ride. You know, if someone, you're at a carnival and someone gives you a bunch of tickets, you're like, oh, I get to just have fun with this. And so that's what some, you know, if you're you, then you're looking at what this money can do for you and it could be, it gives you safety by saving a lot of it, or it gives you enjoyment by spending it. But it's, you're relating to it as something to use. The last one is, you see this money as something to manage. And that's the M, and that one is, it's like, you see it as one big checkbox to do. So you're like, oh, this is something I got to figure out. This is like, now I have a new box I have to check off. And so you're like, you know, let me create my big spreadsheet. Let me figure out what's going to happen with this money. You're not, you know, you could use it. You could build it up in a savings, but really the focus is on, this is a problem I need to solve. And so within being an A, U, or M, there's healthy ways of relating and there's unhealthy ways. And we can kind of flesh that out. But I'm very classic M. And, you know, being a finance professor, you'd hope I'm an M. And when I'm unhealthy, I'm micromanaging everything. Mm-hmm. You know, if, you know, my wife, or at least Ronald Blue, if you know him, he's a big in our industry. He would often say, like, his wife would see something in his eyes when he's on a computer. And she'd say, don't you dare put me in your spreadsheet, you know? And so I put everything into spreadsheets. And if I'm hovering over my wife at the grocery store, telling her not to buy a certain cut of meat, then I'm, you know, micromanaging. I've gone too far with my M, trying to control everything. But yeah, so those are the two personality assessments. And I think it's a really helpful, beautiful way to help discuss money with other people.
If you just tuned in, welcome. We're glad that you're with us. This is Faith in Retirement with our host, Jay Peroni. And the other voice you're hearing is Dr. Shane Annette, Associate Professor of Finance at Biola University here in Southern California. And he leads several academic programs on the personal financial planning and is a CFA and CFP. And his latest book is Whole Heart Finances, A Jesus-Centered Guide to Managing Your Money with Joy. Don't forget that we are offering you a free book today, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our friend fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. Don't wait. You can get your free download right now at the website, faithandretirement.com. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Don't forget that past performance is no guarantee of future results. Invest wisely. We want your actions to match your words, right? Well, that's why we want you to get your free portfolio screen and learn more about the resources available to you. No charge, no obligation at faithandretirement.com. Jay?
Yeah, so Shane, I deal a lot, you know, as a CFP, just like you are, certified financial planner. I deal with people that are retiring, and you often find people are going from earning money to now trying to preserve, save, and grow their portfolio. And a lot of times, husbands and wives are not on the same page. So can you kind of walk us through, are the good versus bad money personalities to have?
Yeah, no, let's maybe be in the money world's kind of world, if you will. And I'd say the worst thing is to basically think that the other person's kind of way of relating to money is bad because you see the negatives to it. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's very bad. And it's kind of dismissing how people are naturally relating. If someone is loose versus tight, there is good and merit to it, and there's negative. So being loose with money can be a really beautiful thing. If you are generous, if you're sharing, but it can be a really bad thing. You know, if you're debt prone, if you're just consuming without any kind of budget, and being tight with money can be a beautiful thing. You know, if you are being really directive and you're being very careful and you're being wise, but being tight can be very bad. You know, if you move into the Scrooge kind of world where you're just not sharing, you're not generous. And so to me, the way that I like to think about it is you want to move towards what creates what makes Christ look the best. So in your life. So if I'm already naturally tight, so Christ is going to look, he's going to be more redemptive in my life. He's going to shine more glory when I loosen up. And for my wife, you know, she's just naturally loose. And so she actually shows off more of Christ's glory when she tightens up. And same with materialism. So I don't like things like, I don't like cars. Like if I could have an old car and have it go, you know, 500,000 miles, that will actually make me happy. That's like a happy thing. but you know, if there's like holes in the car and if it's leaking coolant onto people's laps and it's just like a car that's not hospitable, not blessing others, it's a good thing to start to have nice things for other people and to just treat people well with good food and with good things. And so my wife helps me move towards a little bit higher materialism, like, no, let's buy something a little nicer because it's actually treating people well. And for her, sometimes I can help her, you know, see that there's some beauty and simplicity, like we don't need that extra thing. And so yeah, it just is it's a neat thing to move a little bit from where you're comfortable to a little bit less comfort, so that especially if it's in response to Christ, in response to a desire to care for others well, that to me would be the good money personality. And the bad money personality is not paying attention to other people and not sensing kind of how you might care for others and love the Lord with the money he's entrusted you.
This is Faith in Retirement, your place for biblically responsible investing. We're talking to Jay Peroni and Dr. Shane Annette. So once we figure out, Shane, what our money personality is, can it change?
So a lot of college students will say, oh, I'm a non-spender, but really that's just because they don't have any money. And so I try and tell them, let's just assume, you know, you're in a comfortable financial place. What's natural for you? And I'm never going to become high materialism. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But what has changed over time is I've gone from super tight to much less tight. I've loosened up over time. And I think what happens is when you see the generosity of Christ, when you start to trust that he is a God that provides, and you start seeing all of his promises of provision, I think you can start to move towards that place of being more generous, loosen up a bit. And I think for others, it can change where if you're super, super loose, you can, if Christ has captured your imagination, you can start seeing the beauty of having a budget, of not, and the dangers of debt and how it could rob you of the ability to be generous and rob you of the ability to be stable, which is a blessing to others. And so anyway, so I think things can change. Jesus can change us. And I think it usually moves from going from tight to loose or loose to tight. And then occasionally you might see the beauty of things and enjoy things more, or you might become less materialistic to where you just don't need as much stuff because you're so enjoying kind of the community Christ has given us and his spirit and each other and Christ and the word. And so, yeah, I think it just, I think Christ does kind of redeem our money world and that causes it to move. And then financial trauma will cause us to change. So if there is some sort of traumatic moment, either in childhood or as an adult, we may develop what's called these money scripts that will cause us to shift towards more unhealthy views of money.
So, Jay, we are in our final minute or so here. Do you want to give me any final thoughts? How can people connect with you?
Yeah, so they can reach out through faithandretirement.com. We can go through and look at, you know, your entire financial situation, look at your income, your assets, do a retirement analyzer, make sure you're heading in the right direction and that your investments line up with your faith and values. So go to faithandretirement.com and let's set up an appointment to talk.
Well, I feel like we just scratched the surface, but remember that you can reach out to Jay and he can put you in touch with Dr. Shane Annette. Dr. Annette's book, the latest book, is Whole Heart Finances, A Jesus-Centered Guide to Managing Your Money with Joy. And so thank you so much, gentlemen, for being part of today's edition of Faith in Retirement. And for all of you who listen, don't forget to go to the website, download your free book, absolutely no cost and no obligation, and find out more about everything that Jay has to offer you. We're helping you build investment strategies that reflect biblical principles. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement, here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free, to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God. without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.